Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Just before the break there, we were talking about the possibility. I mean, it hasn't really been proven one way or the other whether dogs can suffer from things like ADHD or be on the autistic spectrum. Chiara says, my dog is a favourite spot of the living room wall. He stands at it and barks at it. It's just a blank wall. No windows or anything. I'm now a bit worried for him. Maybe he can hear the pipes behind them. Not sure. I feel I'm just justifying his odd behaviour now. Kaz says, I've had my dog Peter for 7 years. He's a collie. He still doesn't know his name. Is that a sign? My heart is breaking here. All these doggies who are unable to express themselves are suffering. What can we do to help them? Seeing as you're doing farming now, can cows, sheep or pigs be autistic too? Well, I don't know if anyone can know for sure, but certainly Mairead Lavery of the Farmers Journal joins us once again.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Sheep can be fierce clever.
Right, yes, it can.
Very smart. And more of them are not quite as much as, not the sharpest knife in the drawer at all.
Yes.
but certainly I have huge respect for the intelligence of sheep.
Yeah. But every now and again, might you get an animal on a farm that just acts differently to all the other animals?
You get leaders. You will get leaders. And certainly with herds of cows, dairy cows, you get bullies. You get serious bullying of other cows and you have to watch it very, very carefully. And you get cliques, you know, groups. Like, for instance, if you're putting animals through a pen for dosing or for reading their tags or, you know, whatever reasons you're having to check them, you'll often find the one with the consecutive numbers come up together. They're always together, like they're best friends and they do everything together.
It's like school.
They go in for milking first and then there's the bunch that don't want to go into milking and they stay out at the back and they kind of pain hooky at the back of the glass for, you know, 2 hours until it's their turn to go in. But certainly bullying is something that farmers have to watch for, especially now in the winter in confined spaces when animals are indoors. Two or three, you know, can... But, you know, if you get a puck of a cow, it's like, what, 700 kilos or whatever coming at you. And, you know, they can hurt their colleagues and not make life very comfortable for them.
Yeah.
So you just need to be watching for that. So there's a load of those things that happen on farms.
Right. Anyway, on a more pleasant note, we're going to talk about Christmas Isn't presents it? for the farmer
none
in your
of them
life.
Are specifically for me now. All right?
Yes, okay, so but just in case.
Yeah, but you're just thinking of it. One of the things about farmers is that you don't have to spend any money to give them some of the best presents that you can possibly give to anybody.
Yeah, there's a few here that will cost actual money.
Well, there is, yeah. But IOU cards, if you're a broke student or you're saving for a mortgage and you know you're going home for the Christmas or whatever, you know, or you're a teenager and you've got nothing in terms of money or you'll have to get it off your mum and dad in order to be able to spend it on them, you can give them IOUs for time. During calving, a couple of milkings a week, but particularly during the calving time. Lambing as well. All of that period, you know, a couple of nice IOUs for 2 nights sleep or, you know, you'll volunteer to do a couple of days work, that will go down a treat. Absolute treat.
I would imagine so.
And the thing is, you'll be on the high ground, the high moral ground, because you'll have offered it rather than being told, you're coming home this weekend, we're lambing, and, you know, we need you, and that's the end of it. So anyway, that's one. A particular favourite of mine are the Seed Savers down in Scariff in County Clare. I think they're doing tremendous work in saving the heritage seeds of this country, be it, you know, the fruit trees, the apple trees. And, you know, you can become a member there. It's all on their website, which is www.seedsavers.ie. You can get discounts on these favourite apple trees. You can get organic seed workshops, discounts on them, newsletter every so often. So if you're down in Clare, and a lot of people pass through the county during the summer in particular, have a call into Scariff. And they're well worth supporting.
Mm. And what do they have? They're keeping all these seeds in a seed bank or something?
Yeah, they
of
have
some a, sort.
They have. I think it's Ireland's biggest seed bank for both our vegetables and our fruit. And but it's particularly the apple orchards, which they're very, very well known for. So if you're, you know, people buy cherry trees and they buy them oak trees and all the rest of it. but buy someone maybe a couple of apple trees, start a foundation of a new orchard using Irish apples going back, you know, a couple of hundred years.
Okay, that's a lovely
thing.
It's
a very nice
thing,
yeah. And it keeps giving, you know, if it's an apple tree, you'll have apples on it.
Do you get apples sent in the post?
Yeah. No, but you can buy the trees and plant them in your own place.
All right, okay, great.
Plant them in the back, a nice apple tree, sweet apple tree in the back garden.
Mm.
And I'll get you, you'll be absolutely hooked if you start doing it. Now, the thing is, you can go to Victoria's Secrets and you can buy some nice fancy underwear.
Mm.
But really and truly, if you're a farmer...
Most farmers don't wear this.
No,
well, chafes.
They probably do in the privacy of their own home. But what I asked my colleagues, I sent around an all at email and it came back, thermal socks,
yeah.
Warm socks, warm underwear, good vests, you know. It sounds a bit prosaic, but really and truly, anything like that, good warm socks, warm gloves, you'll find them in your local co-op stores. Most, you know, all around the country, there's co-op stores and they're well kitted out for all of this sort of stuff. Other suggestions that came in to me now was a good pen knife is always useful and it's always getting lost and never be found again. And of course, as soon as you get one, you'll find the old one. But pen knife, always very handy. Waterproof overpants. So you've got your you know, your jeans or whatever on and you can pull up these pull-ups, waterproof ones. There's a bunch, highly recommended to me, Packaroo waterproof overpants. So I think we've the link's gone up on the website. And they're coming in at about €89. And I was told that they really were good. They lasted for 4 or 5 months on a particularly wet spring. So again, it's bad enough with all the work you're doing, a lot of it done in the dark. But do it in dry conditions. You're so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
So,
but they keep you warm as well.
They keep you warm, They kind of hold the water out. Head torches. Now, what they're saying to me is absolutely head torches are a great Christmas present because you can keep... your two hands free for working if you've got a head torch on. But what I was told was, you know, you can get ones with yellow, green and white lights, but it's too many bloody buttons. You know, just get one with a white light on it. They're rechargeable as well. You can recharge them off your phone charger. And, you know, they're coming in somewhere anywhere between 50 and €120. So they're not cheap, but they're real, real handy. And remember, don't get really big ones because, you know, you're moving about, you're going to be, you know, working away. And so a smaller one that isn't as heavy on your head works better.
Yeah.
So they're great. We have one, we have them at home and, you know, it's amazing when you've got your two hands free in front of you and this light directly and you can put it exactly where you want.
So on a wet, cold night, you have your waterproofs on and you have your head torch on, so you can at least work relatively unencumbered.
Unencumbered. And then, of course, if you have your waterproofs on or you know, then the next thing is you can't get your wellies up over them. Because a lot of wellies, I'm looking for the piece here on this now. I've come to the wellies. What do you do with the wellies? You know, you can get these wide shin. Is it shin? Is your thing in the front?
Yes,
of your foot
that's
there.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get them much wider around that area. A lot of wellies, you know, they're tight enough to pull up over your shins.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get these wider ones and depending on whatever size you are. My colleagues down in the Irish Field say there's racing in Leopardstown for the first time in February. So you can, you know, there's a lot of horsey people around. It might be the last hooray. It's on the 3rd and 4th of February in 2018. And €60 will get you a premium level pass. So that's something if you're into the horses.
And they'll have the time to do that.
Yeah. So there's loads more there on waterproof trousers. Women, of course, you know, they're down the yard as well, a lot more. And often the overalls are huge. You know, they're large, medium and small, but small is still quite big.
Yeah, but they're made for men.
They're
really,
made for. So, but there's this Pretty Bird. It's an Irish website, prettybird.ie. And they have lovely kind of particular stuff for women for down the yard. It's nice and pretty looking. It's just bright and a bit more cheerful than the usual old blue and navy, or you know, navy overalls, which was most people are wearing. So you can check them out as well, Pretty Bird. Again, the fleece lined waterproof gloves, down a treat. About €15 will get you a pair of them. And you can never be without, you know, you can never have enough pair of gloves. And it used to be that gloves were kind of awkward old things, you know, you wouldn't be able to get a feel of them. But now they're so fitted that, you know, you can do your work with the gloves on. You don't have to be taking them off all the time. So anything like that's very handy as well. A colleague of mine now, this is we're getting into the more expensive categories.
Now, yeah, I was
now.
Looking forward to hearing about these because these are kind
of
cool.
Yeah, one of these now is a little trailer. Like what people do, I remember when I was farming, kind of more or less full time myself, we had a couple of sheds of sheep and I swear they could count. And this is why I know I have utter respect for them. Anyway, I had so many wheelbarrows of stuff to haul around the place. I was an absolute wheelbarrow farmer, you know. Between bringing silage down to them and doing putting bedding under them and all the rest of it, moving this stuff up and around the yard. But on about the seventh barra, the yos would know that's the meal coming now. Yeah, so she's coming with the nuts, and automatically the place would kind of turn into an absolute, you know, cauldron of noise as they're roaring at each other. And I'm coming with the buckets, and by golly, you have to move fast up and down the silage. You know, you got these pens of sheep, 20 in each pen. And there's three of them on this side, maybe two on the other side, and there's a passage down the middle and a passage down the side. And they are all congregating, right? You know, they're nearly come over you for to get at it. Mm. And you've got to sprinkle that meal out evenly, make sure nobody gets crushed, and make sure there's enough at the end of it, you know, for the one or two stragglers who've the sense to go to the end of it instead of all kind of messing up the front.
Mm.
But anyway, I could have done with one of these things. These are these little trailers. And they're... You know, they're like the equivalent of having a ride-on lawnmower and a push lawnmower, basically.
Yeah.
The power is all done by the electrics inside of them. And they're capable of carrying 100 kg, which is 200 weight. And you literally just pull it along. It'd be like pulling a doll's, you know, doll's trailer behind you.
Right, so it's kind of a motorised.
It's a motorised trailer.
Yeah.
So you can carry small bales of hay on it or straw. You can carry buckets of meal, and buckets of meal is what you would be carrying, because if you tried emptying meal bags or open meal bags down in the shed with the sheep, you know, they'd go nuts. Exactly.
Pun intended.
So anyway, this one is great. You know, if you're gardening, you can move your plants around in it. Now they're not cheap. My colleague here calls them, they're as handy as a small saucepan.
Yeah.
Now, and we all know
how handy that is.
We all know how handy they are. They'll give you 8 hours work for 8 hours to give, 8 hours battery charging to give 3 hours work. And that can go up to 6 kilometres an hour. Now, why you'd want to be doing that, I don't know. But the main thing here is that it stops you growing long arms during the winter with the buckets that you have to be carrying. So anyway, the crowd that have them are Cashels of Ahamore in Ballyhaunis in County Mayo. And they're fairly dear now. They're €1,500 and 75 including VAT. So, but look at, if you looked after it, sure, you'd have it for years. And if you discounted it over 5 years, it only cost you £200 a year.
It's an electric trolley,
It's really an electric trolley, yeah.
That's
brilliant. There's a couple of varieties of them. Now, no doubt, I think they're only new enough on the market. And they're the kind of things that will probably drop in price. But I could absolutely see the use of them. And, you know, the wheels are nice and small. There's four of them. They look grand and flexible as well. So that's one of the kind of the more expensive ones. Now, another one of my colleagues, there's eight in the family, and what they're getting together to buy Dad is a drone.
Which makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. They're tillage farmers.
Hmm.
So they want to be able to watch the crops, inspect the crops during the growing season. So instead of now having to walk down through everything and remember where everything is, you'd be able to get the drone, go up and down the crops and check where everything is and take a note where you think there's weeds coming through or where the crop isn't so good and why that would be. And they're also looking at it to monitor the drains to see, you know, you run the thing along the drain and it'll tell you how much water is coming through, or you'll be able to see. And plants possibly do, you know, if you're, say, planting trees or whatever, you can do the counts on how many are there. So drones they're very popular now with auctioneers who are selling farms because, you know, when you go to you walk a farm, all right, but now you can walk it from the sky and you can look at every small bit of it that's up for sale and have a good kind of, you know, view before you even go out to have a look at the place. So most of the auctioneers are now using drones when they're selling land. But this one now costs, the details are on the website. It's at €1,097 and 97 cents. So that's another one.
But as an investment, not a bad one at all.
Not the bad one, yeah. And I mean, again, cool. A couple of people could buy it together.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
we have great books this year.
And they're on the website if people want to find out about them. Mairead, happy Christmas to you.
Same to you.
Thanks very much for everything. We're going to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.